Hello, everybody. Welcome to your practice. Enter into it. Enter in, come into your relaxing position, reclined on the floor, maybe your bed, couch, mat. You can place bolsters or pillows, rolled yoga mats under the knees, even support under the arms, the tail, the back of the head if needed. And really take your time. Pretend like it's your first shavasana, your first yoga nidra. You would just lay down, close your eyes, and question, right? Ask, okay, what do I need? Where do I need it? Our bodies are changing, are shifting every day. They're different. So your needs are different. Your support can look different every time you practice. So lay down. Feel your body held by the ground, the support below you. And feel if any area needs some extra support or warmth. And going a little deeper than that, feel into any places that seem a little tense, tight, maybe even a bit stubborn and unwilling to relax. If you find any of these stubborn zones, direct your breath into these areas so that they can start to soften, uncoil, and release. Inhale into any tense areas. And as you exhale, imagine them becoming more spacious as they sink into the support below you. And take any little fidgets or adjustments, scoop tail, tuck chin, send shoulder blades together, pull shoulders down, broaden the collarbones, back of the head, heavy ears soft, similar softness through scalp, hairline, forehead, defurrow of the brows, let the eyes be heavy, even the cheeks can melt down into their cheekbones. An unhinge of the jaw space and the mouth space between the teeth. Clear passageway down the channel of throat, through lungs and down into the belly. Toes flop open, fingers curl, arms long and wide, legs wide, body heavy, body relaxed. Take a long, you know what's coming, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Hold at the top for 3, 2, 1. Through the mouth, audible exhale, release. Through the nose, breathe in to fill up. Drink into any of those tense, stubborn, tight areas. Keep going. Fill all the way to the top and beyond. Then hold. Contain that energy upward. Feel it flow. When you're ready, unhinge the jaw. Make some noise. Empty fully. Release. Let go. One more here through the nose. Send your breath down to the pelvis. Fill low belly, mid belly, flare the ribs, upper belly, chest, lungs, through collarbones, throat, head, crown. Hold at the top. Through the mouth, your biggest sigh. Let go of it all. The practice of yoga nidra connects you to yourself, of course, but also to your deepest ability to rest, to rejuvenate and heal. You will be guided today to this spectacular space that exists between being asleep and being awake, where you can most easily connect to your witness consciousness. The witness that is part of your awareness that observes in the body, in the mind, in the emotional state. If you have pain in your body, the witness observe how this pain affects the body without holding or identifying, without clinging, right? If you have mental stress, monkey brain, the witness watches how these thoughts can tie you up in mental knots and circular repetitive thoughts, but doesn't attach, doesn't cling. Similarly, if you have intense emotions, the witness watches them rise and fall without judgment or blame. So think of accessing this spectacular space, accessing the witness as a way of releasing pain, untying knots, and stopping that chatter of the mind, even if only temporarily. Do your best to stay aware, awake during the practice by listening to the instructions. Follow them, my voice, my vibe, as best as you can. But if you do drift off to sleep or hover in and out, don't worry. You'll still be in that juicy in-between space. Just return to my voice when you're ready. Stay relaxed. You cannot, will not ever get this wrong. So, take a few more moments if you need to deepen your level of relaxation. Maybe some more deep breaths. You know what you're doing here. You could teach yourself a physiological sigh, a primal scream, find symmetry in the body, adjust your props, your clothes, your coverings. Take your time, as many moments as you need to settle down and settle in. And could you start to sink into the sensations of your body as you rest here on the floor, the bed. Feel the body being supported by the surface below you and notice, maybe even witness, where your body is touching said surface. Then begin to feel your breath flow in and out of your nostrils, slowly breathing in, slowly breathing out. Can you feel the flow of breath throughout your entire body? The subtle rise of your body on the breath in, and the subtle sinking down towards the ground on the breath out. Dropping all of your awareness into these two sensations. Rising on the inhale. And body sinking on the exhale. Body rising on the inhale. Sinking on the exhale and focusing here in this way for a few moments. Now allow your intention or your resolve, your sankalpa, to bubble up. Your deepest wish for transformation and healing. Be sure that your statement is positively stated, in the present tense, something you're sure to remember. I, or I am. State it silently but loudly 3 times. We will now begin the rotation of consciousness. Move your witnessing awareness throughout different parts of your body as soon as you hear the name. Awareness can jump, hop from place to place. You could repeat the name of the body part to yourself after you hear it. And at the same time, simply become aware of only that part at its core. Stay alert without the need for too much concentration or effort. This rotation will begin with the feet. Feel the soles of both your feet, your heels, your arches, and all 10 toes. Move awareness up through tops of the feet, into the ankles, your calf muscles, shins, front of your knees, back of your knees, the insides of the knees, the outside of the knees, fronts of the thighs, the inner thighs, backs of the thighs, outer thighs. Feel your hip bones, the buttocks, groins, your pelvic floor. Notice your lower belly, the sacrum, the middle back, sides of the waist, and upper abdomen. Feel your rib cage, noticing how much space the ribs take up in your torso, feeling the right side of your rib cage and the left side. Feel the sternum, center of chest, your entire spine, bottom through top, the sides of your chest, the armpits, the joints of both shoulders. Witness the upper arms, the inside of the upper arms, the inner elbow creases, inner forearms, the insides of the wrists, palms of the hands, the thumbs, index fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers, and little fingers. Feel the backs of your hands, the backs of the wrists, the outside of the forearms, bony points of the elbows, the outside of your upper arms, the tops of the shoulders, sensing both collarbones, the right side of the neck, left side of the neck, front of the neck, the jaw, chin, lower lip, upper lip, space between the lips, lower teeth, tongue, upper teeth, the right nostril, left nostril, entire nose, right cheek, left cheek, right ear, left ear, inner ear canals, the ear lobes, right eye, left eye, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between the eyebrows, right temple, left temple, forehead, crown of the head. Feel now the whole right side of your body, the whole left side of your body, the front of your body, the back of your body, your whole body. Feel and witness your entire body all at once. The entire body. Now draw your attention to the breath. The natural ingoing and outgoing breath. Could you just feel the breath going in and out of your lungs? No need to try to change the rhythm. The breathing is natural, automatic, no effort. Maintain awareness of your breath. Complete awareness of natural breath. And returning to the sensation of your body moving subtly as you breathe. Feel the front of the body rising as you breathe in, as if you were inflating a balloon. And every exhale, notice the whole back of the body sinking down into the ground. So breathing in, feeling lighter, more buoyant. Breathing out, body sinking, releasing downward. Letting go. Inhale, feel as if you were rising towards the ceiling. Exhale, imagine your body sinking into the floor. Focus on these two opposing sensations for a few more moments, feeling the movement of your breath. Breathing in, rising up. Breathing out, descending down. Now allow the breath to continue, but do not concentrate on it. Awakening now the feeling of heaviness in the body. The feeling of heaviness. Become aware of heaviness in every part of the body. The arms are heavy. The legs are heavy. The head weighted down and heavy. Whole body so heavy you feel like you're sinking into the floor. Like a dense, heavy stone sinking into the soil. The body as heavy as stone. And then awaken the opposite sensation, a feeling of lightness in the body. Create the sensation of lightness and weightlessness in all parts of the body. The body feels so light, you seem to be floating up and away from the floor like a cloud or a bubble. The body is light, whole body, light as a feather, rising up towards the ceiling. Now remember a time when you felt ungrounded, either physically or emotionally. Maybe you were in a hurry and were rushing around, forgetting things, your thoughts scattered or spacey. Maybe you were in a time of transition, a move, a new job when things weren't quite settled. What does ungrounded, scattered feel like in your body and in your mind? Does being ungrounded feel scary or exciting? Then focus on the opposite sensation, the feeling of groundedness. The sensation of your body resting in stillness, the mind focusing with ease on any single task, knowing where everything is and knowing where you are going. Remember the last time that you felt at home in your surroundings. What does being grounded feel like in your body and your emotions? Does grounded feel safe or stagnant? Now project your mind into the space in front of your closed eyes. Imagine before you that transparent screen through which you can see infinite space, a space that extends as far as the inner gaze can see, as low or as high and as wide as you can see. Watch the darkness very carefully, totally aware but not involved. Rest your mind in this warm and friendly darkness. And become aware of any images that manifest within this dark space, as if you are watching a movie. If you see colors or shapes, patterns, flickers of light, simply notice them and continue with your awareness. Whatever you see is the manifestation of your subconscious mind. If thoughts come, let them. Just continue watching the dark space, let them come and go. There's no effort here. Simply awareness, witnessing, staying detached and relaxed. Now begin to visualize the following on your mental movie screen. Imagine a dark morning, a vast mountain range, three shooting stars, carrying a heavy burden, Egyptian pyramid, snow-capped peak, Christmas lights, birds flying across a neon sunset, a golden spider web, a laughing baby, babbling brook, a green field of tall grass, the full moon, a purple lotus flower, feeling the ground beneath your bare feet, a nourishing home-cooked meal prepared with love, a gleaming, sparkling crystal, the smell of freshly baked fudge, the feeling of safety, your favorite pillow, a family photo, the sunrise over the horizon, a dog sleeping on a mat, Buddha in meditation, your body resting. Your body resting. Imagine that it is very early in the morning, it's still dark, and you are setting out on a journey towards the top of a mountain. You have prepared, planned, and are packed and ready to go, even went to bed early the night before. You have everything that you need to make it to the top. So you begin walking through the hills, climbing up towards the mountain. And if you look back, you can still see a crescent-shaped moon behind you in this dark morning sky. You journey through rolling hills and into dipping valleys far below you, the lights of a town twinkling through an early morning mist. And the path you have already traveled behind you has zigged and zagged back and forth on the side of a steep slope, winding between boulders and wooden bridges suspended across deep chasms, you realize how far you've already come. Take a moment to appreciate the struggles you have overcome to arrive at this point along your journey. You realize, yes, you have further to go, but feel grounded and grateful in your accomplishments so far. You turn towards the path ahead, and a gap between two hills gives a glimpse of the huge snow-covered mountain ahead. The pale sky beyond it heralds the dawn, and you continue to climb upward past the scraggly trees made sparse with the elevation. The snow is visible in the distance, and you notice, you feel the cooler air as you rise up. You move up past the tree line over bare rocks, never losing sight of your goal, the top of the mountain. You are very close now, and it seems the higher you climb, the harder the path. But you know that if you keep going, keep putting one foot in front of the other, you will make it. You will not quit now. After a little while longer, legs tired, heart full, you finally round one last turn and you see your goal, the top of the mountain is within your sight. As you approach it now, you feel thankful and excited to have arrived. Stand at the very top of the mountain and look back once more along the path that brought you here. You feel amazed that you made it so far. You feel strong and capable and confident. Here at the very top, a magnificent scene reveals itself before your eyes. To the east, a vast range of snow-covered peaks and dark valleys. To the west, hills leading to rolling plains and the sea. Intensify your imagination and visualize the scene. The sun has now fully arisen, striking, painting the tops of the mountains and gliding down their sides. Deep valleys emerge as the shadows retreat. You find a place to rest, to sit down and contemplate this grand mountain scene. Allow your mind to flow freely with this visualization. What has this journey taught you about yourself? What realizations might you carry with you back down the mountain? For now, you decide to lay down, feel the sunlight on your face, feel how the mountain itself supports your body, feeling completely safe and at peace here. Hold on to that feeling of accomplishment, courage, and safety as you continue to rest. What is here for you? Intuitively, you open your eyes and tilt your chin towards your left shoulder, and you see, written in the snow to your left, the words of your Sankalpa, repeating your intention loudly from the top of your mountain 3 more times. Bring your attention to the natural breath that flows in and out. Develop awareness of your physical body sinking down into the floor. Imagine the surrounding room, the walls, ceiling, floor, any objects or furniture. Notice any sounds that you might be able to hear, bringing you even more into this present moment. You can deepen breath, maybe start moving the body very slowly, wiggle fingers and toes, wrists and ankles, rock your head one shoulder to the other. Take your time, there's no hurry. You can hug the knees in, find a full body stretch. Maybe you roll to one side, come to your belly, to a comfortable seat, or of course, stay on your back. No rush. Take your time. When you're ready, simply pause, breathe, and feel. Set the tone for this moment and all your moments ahead. Remember how far you have come. Bask in the joy and the awareness of that. With hands at heart center, I acknowledge your journey that has led you to here. I bow to you. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.